When the U.S. started airstrikes against ISIS last year, it was the ISIS attack, mass murder, and displacement of the Yazidi people of Iraq that prompted those strikes. Soon, the Yazidis might be able to go home. Kurdish-led forces, backed by these U.S. airstrikes, have forced ISIS out of much of the town of Sinjar, which is the Yazidi homeland. But NPR's Alice Fordham reports that many are afraid to return.
There's a battle going on for their homeland a couple hours' drive away. But in this camp for the displaced, there's a sense of permanence, with clean rows of white huts on a hillside, strings of bright-coloured laundry, women washing dishes outside. Most of about 220 families here are Yazidis, from villages around Sinjar. A man named Hudur Sabri invites us for tea and tells us about his village, Tel Banet. He says, it's the place where I was born. I miss every corner of it. But when I ask if he's excited to go back, if ISIS is pushed out, he says, no.
If it will be liberated, my village, I will still be worried because many Arabs village around us, so we fear like there will be like a genocide against us again.
He fears those Arab villages around him as much as the invading ISIS fighters. Most of the Arabs are Sunni Muslims, like ISIS, and he says they collaborated with the extremists in an orgy of violence against Yazidis that left thousands dead, kidnapped, or raped.
We were like living for 30 years together, so we were like brothers, and we didn't expect such things will happen, and they were like stabbing our back after what happened.
Sabri's a nurse and tells me he had a Sunni Arab colleague, also a nurse. They'd been friends 10 years, like brothers. But when ISIS came along, he shouted Allahu Akbar and joined in the killing. Sinjar and the plains around it have for millennia been a mosaic of ancient faiths and ethnicities. To hear these Yazidis talk, it feels like that mosaic might now be shattered forever. Outside the hut, there's a dominoes game in full swing. The players are from different villages, but say they're close now. They seem settled here. One of them is a soldier, Suleyman Sal. His sister was held by ISIS in Syria for more than a year. They paid a mediator $20,000 to get her and one of her children back. They don't know what happened to the husband and three other kids. Sal wants revenge, but he wouldn't have his family go back to the village. He doesn't trust the Sunni Arabs in the area either. He wants a peacekeeping force to protect Yazidis. Everyone's torn. They're afraid to go back, but feel Sinjar is where they belong. In another hut, as a mom breastfeeds, her daughter sings a song about what happened. It goes, there was a genocide in Sinjar. They took our sisters. We are away from our homeland and humiliated. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Duhok.